You know Tom's Shoes. Everyone seemed to be wearing the low-cost cloth slipper shoe last summer. Well, the one-for-one business model for Tom's Shoes, buy a pair, and the California-based company will give a pair to a child in need somewhere around the world, has seen astonishing success. Whether it's the tug of the heartstrings or the trendiness of the footwear, Tom's has sold millions of pairs of shoes and given millions of pairs away. But Tom's do-good model has been the subject of criticism for, among other things, displacing local shoe producers. Now Tom's Shoes says it's listening to detractors. Amy Costello is the host of Tiny Spark, a podcast that investigates the business of doing good, and she's been following the Tom's Shoes story. So, Amy, you've been among the Tom's critics. What's been wrong with their model?
I think the biggest criticism about Tom's is asking whether they actually do anything to alleviate the root causes of poverty. If a child is so poor that he or she cannot afford to buy shoes, then is giving that child a free pair of shoes really going to do anything to change their circumstances? And yes, as you mentioned, are they undermining local shoe economies by, you know, giving out 30,000 pairs of free shoes to an impoverished village?
So now Tom's seems to have made some changes. How have they retooled, and how's it going to affect, you think, what they actually do?
In late September at the Clinton Global Initiative Conference in New York, Tom's founder, Blake McCoskey, announced that the company will begin to manufacture shoes in Haiti early next year. They are making a five-year commitment to produce millions of its giving shoes in Haiti. So those are not the shoes that you and I could buy, you know, at Nordstrom's. These are shoes that are specifically given to the recipient. So they're a different kind of shoe, but those will be made in Haiti, at least several million of them. And they say they're doing that to support growth of a responsible, sustainable Haitian shoe industry. And in a follow-up interview in Entrepreneur magazine, founder Blake McCoskey said that the reason they were doing this in Haiti is because they are listening to critics who have said that their company is doing very little to alleviate the root causes of poverty, and that they were committed to job creation and also to improving the lives of the broader community in Haiti through some different partnerships that they're going to try to establish.
Are you skeptical at all about that move with this factory in Haiti?
You know, only to the extent that I would be with any organization that tries to establish an initiative in a very impoverished part of the world where doing most things is very difficult. I give them credit. I think it's a wonderful development. But I would say that the company still has lots of more work to do in this space to have the impact that it can have.
That one-to-one model has been duplicated now by many companies giving away stuff from solar lights to baby clothes to soccer balls, many to the developing world. So by and large, what do you think, Amy? Is this a net win for the world's poor?
No. I mean, I don't think we can say that definitively. Again, things have to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. And I really think it's very important to start with the question, what does this community need? What is it asking for? How can we work together as partners rather than a top-down approach to help lift people out of poverty, to help them help themselves, to give them access to markets, to help them improve their own lives? And I think that we often have ideas about doing good that are conjured up here in the U.S. or in Europe or in places far away from those we want to help. And we think that by simply giving people things that we enjoy, like soccer balls or shoes, that we are somehow doing good. And I think that we really need to start questioning that a lot more and figuring out, is there something that we can do that's more effective? Is consumer products what an impoverished community needs? Mm. Or do we need to start helping them get better access to education, to clean drinking water, to sanitation? All those things are a lot less sexy. They're a lot more difficult to handle, but ultimately have much greater impact for an impoverished community than giving away free products does.
Amy, great to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Marco, you're welcome.
Amy Costello is the host of Tiny Spark, a podcast that investigates the business of doing good. She's also producing a global investigative series with the world called Tracking Charity. Her stories are at pri.org/trackingcharity.